Under the old Stormont regime, Ulster had hives. They were the official rash of the Unionist Party, and like the Unionist Party, they brooked no opposition. No one knew what caused hives exactly, beyond an excess of orange. With the imposition of direct rule in March 1972, hives were abolished and allergies introduced. Orange was abolished too, and juice gradually phased in. I was called to the city hospital for an allergy test shortly after Stormont was prorogued. I went behind a curtain and rolled up my sleeve. A doctor came in and laid a grid over my arm and pricked each space with a needle dipped in a different solution. Then he went behind the next curtain and the next and the next. By the time he returned to me, two red lumps had risen up on my arm. "House dust and school dust," he said delightedly. They itched like mad, but I was as glad to see them as he was. I had been imagining a bigger grid next time, even more solutions and needle pricks, 1.5 million of them maybe, until we came up with the reaction that was uniquely mine. It was a lot more democratic than hives, but a lot more labour intensive too. Eventually, the authorities stopped testing and started broadcasting, inventing Radio Ulster in 1975. Don't ask me why downtown radio was invented or what the fuck Cool FM is for. I have lost count of the things I found out I might be allergic to thanks to the Radio Ulster weekend schedule, the things I have given up as a result, although I am admittedly in the giving up phase of my life. The only thing I've taken up since I was 30 is flossing. I still drink, unlike a friend who finally discovered she had an allergy to alcohol. It made her do crazy things. For many years, people here believed it was only thoughts of the other sort that made them break out. But a recent survey showed that religion is not the sole irritant. 25% of people in Northern Ireland are, in fact, allergic to people of a different race or sexual orientation living beside them. We didn't know back in the days of concentrated orange, but really, hives were the very least of what ailed us.